A small foundation faced an impossible choice. Their son had lost his battle with cancer, and in their grief, they wanted to honor his memory. But how? They had the basics: a name, a board, paperwork in progress. What they didn't have was clarity. Then, during a planning meeting, someone mentioned the crushing cost of hospital parking for families enduring long treatment schedules. One board member stood up and declared, "We'll raise enough money to buy a parking garage." That moment changed everything. It wasn't about memorializing one child anymore. It was about solving a problem they'd lived through, one that thousands of other families face daily. They'd found their voice by discovering their purpose. This is the essence of what transforms struggling nonprofits into movements. Not louder marketing, but clearer meaning. In a landscape where over 1.5 million nonprofits compete for attention, the organizations that break through aren't necessarily the biggest or best funded. They're the ones who've stopped treating their causes like brands and started speaking from a place of authentic purpose. Here's the uncomfortable truth. Your cause is not a brand. Treating it like one strips away its meaning and emotional resonance. Think about it. To someone fighting hunger, their struggle isn't a brand experience. It's their reality. Yet countless nonprofits have imported corporate marketing playbooks wholesale, complete with value propositions and brand positioning, wondering why their messages fall flat. The problem runs deeper than terminology. Most organizations focus on what they want to say rather than what their audiences need to hear. They chase tactics. "We need social media," or "let's redesign our logo," without first defining the actual problem they're trying to solve. Clarity emerges when four elements align: purpose, why you exist; mission and vision, how and what you'll achieve; goals, specific accomplishments; and strategy, tactics to achieve them. Purpose gives meaning to everything else. Consider, "We provide meals to food insecure families," versus, "We believe no child should go to bed hungry because hunger steals futures." One describes activity. The other articulates a belief worth fighting for. Finding clarity requires hard questions. What motivates your mission beyond simply existing? What do you stand for? Which values matter most? These questions foundation every organizational decision, determining whether opportunities align with your vision or distract from it. The Cause Quadrant Provides framework: human services organizations appeal to hearts through compassion. Educational groups engage minds through knowledge. Arts organizations connect through beauty and creativity. Professional associations appeal to rational interests. Your position determines communication approach. Human services might lead with emotional transformation stories supported by efficiency data, while educational institutions present compelling research illustrated by student success. What makes an organization likable? The same things that make people: authentic personality expressed consistently. For nonprofits, personality emerges from four elements: purpose, character, culture, and voice. Purpose is your why. Character flows from values, guiding your behavior based on that purpose. Simply put, purpose plus values equals character. If your purpose is ending childhood hunger, your values might include dignity, equity, and communities shaping every decision. Culture is character in daily practice, how your organization actually behaves. It's revealed in how leadership treats staff, how staff interact with volunteers, how volunteers engage with those you serve. Culture isn't your strategic plan. It's what someone experiences when they volunteer at your food bank. Your voice expresses personality through visual and verbal communication, your tone, word choices, visual identity, and storytelling approach. Audiences choose causes whose personality aligns with their values. When these elements align, they create authentic communications that build trust. Misalignment destroys it. An organization claims transparency but hides financials. A nonprofit emphasizes community but treats volunteers as free labor. A cause speaks about dignity but uses poverty porn imagery in fundraising. These disconnects between stated values and actual behavior destroy credibility instantly. Effective nonprofit communication rests on 12 interconnected principles in four categories. Strategic principles focus on purpose. Create a roadmap aligned with your strategic plan. Concentrate on one cause with one voice and ensure your values align with what motivates followers. Inspirational principles reveal character through impact. Be insightful by embracing qualitative data, feedback, stories, and quantitative data, metrics, budgets. Be inspiring by sharing stories that speak to minds and hearts. Be engaging by listening as often as you speak, creating conversations rather than monologues. Relational principles showcase culture through interactions. Be social. Recognize every interaction as relationship building and every stakeholder as a potential ambassador. Be grateful by expressing genuine appreciation. Be trustworthy by seeking accountability and transparency. Aspirational principles project your voice into the world. Be positive. Choose words that motivate action. Be powerful by believing your cause can change the world. Be courageous by dreaming big and adapting to make your vision reality. These aren't theoretical concepts. They're practical filters for every communication decision. Trust builds through small interactions where actions match words. When purpose, character, and culture align across every touchpoint, trust grows naturally. Transparency is essential. Hiding financial information or avoiding difficult questions destroys trust immediately. Board members must be primary ambassadors who deeply understand the mission, while executive leadership needs visibility and approachability. Clear communication builds trust. Your website, materials, and messaging must be current, relevant, and truthful. If communications project a polished corporate image, but programs feel grassroots, that disconnect damages credibility. Authenticity beats perfection. Consistency across all touchpoints shapes perception. Expressing gratitude is the most powerful trust-building practice. Acknowledge every gift appropriately through handwritten notes or personal calls. Understand why supporters give by asking about their motivations. A $25 donation might represent significant sacrifice, while a $10,000 gift is routine for another donor. The true gift is the supporter's trust. Money, services, or time merely evidence that commitment. Effective organizations move supporters through engagement stages, attract attention, inform about work, inspire emotionally, engage meaningfully, and steward relationships. The ultimate goal is transforming strangers into believers, ambassadors who support your cause sacrificially without being asked. Marketing is transactional. We need your support. Relationship building is transformational. Let's work together to solve this problem. This shift challenges nonprofit boards, especially corporate members who default to customer acquisition language when the real measure is relationship depth. As organizations mature, marketing should become tactical, promoting events, attracting supporters, while communication sustains long-term relationships. Organizations focused solely on attraction create unstable cultures where staff lurch from event to event, never building sustainable relationships that provide stable funding. Many nonprofits resist this shift through founder syndrome, where leadership styles that successfully launched an organization become limiting as it grows. The scrappy approach that worked with a $100,000 budget doesn't scale to $1 million. Another barrier is viewing design and communication as wasteful overhead rather than program-related investments. While corporations invest 5 to 10% of revenue in marketing, nonprofits spend less than 1%, yet expect disproportionate returns. Forward-thinking funders increasingly recognize that better communication leads to more sustainable nonprofits. Finding your authentic voice requires clarity about your purpose, honesty about your character, intentionality about your culture, and courage to speak differently. It demands consistency to build trust and patience as you move supporters through engagement stages rather than rushing them to donate. Your cause becomes meaningful when your audience says it is. When this happens, advocates speak on your behalf, ambassadors represent you, and believers give sacrificially without being asked. The shift required is fundamental. Replace transactional thinking with relational thinking and swap sales language for impact language. The path forward starts with clarity. articulating why your organization exists and why that matters. Apply the 12 principles to your communications. Focus on moving supporters through engagement stages rather than treating every interaction as a fundraising opportunity. In a world filled with noise, organizations that rise above speak authentically from a place of purpose. They don't just market their causes, they become the trusted voice of those causes, building relationships that create lasting impact. This is what it means to raise your voice, not shouting louder, but speaking more truly.